We continue in our scripture reading this morning from the Gospel of Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 22 and going down to verse 31. If you're using the Pew Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1082. Mark 14, 22 to 31, page 1082. We have two incidents in which Jesus is preparing his disciples for his impending arrest and crucifixion. The first is the institution of the Lord's Supper. Now, as Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, it probably would have surprised the disciples because they're going through the celebration of the Passover. And as they're going through the different cups involved in that service, Jesus comes to this point and then he deviates from the traditional Passover celebration and begins speaking about himself and the blood that he will shed on behalf of the people. It might have struck the disciples as odd initially, but this is most fitting because the Passover lamb in which through the blood being placed upon the doorpost of the house, the wrath of God will pass over his people, so that foreshadowed the great Passover lamb himself, Jesus Christ. And this is his hour in which he will fulfill that great prophecy and foreshadowing. Notice also, too, some people would say to us as Presbyterians, you speak about covenant a whole lot, but I don't see a lot about covenant in the New Testament. Well, actually, you find covenant at key points throughout the New Testament, here being no exception, where we're told that this is a covenant meal that Jesus has instituted for his people. The second instance is Jesus foretelling how Peter would deny him even that night. Jesus looks at Peter, and Peter seems to be expressing strong faith. Lord, I will never betray you. But what Peter is doing is he is contradicting the Lord of glory, and he is denying what the scriptures say. Peter is not being a man of faith, but rather he is being weak. But as Jesus, we see here Jesus saying that Peter will indeed deny him, that should give us great comfort. Because even though Peter denied Jesus, Jesus never denied Peter. And that means you and I serve the sort of God who, when we fail him, when we do not live up to his standards, he is merciful and gracious to each and every one of us. And that is good news indeed. So with these thoughts in mind, let us now read Mark 14, 22 to 31. And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank all of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in the new kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, you will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, even though they all fall away, I will not. And Jesus said to him, truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he said emphatically, if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.